The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. History repeats, and it doesn't. History is the same thing happening over and over again, Marcus Aurelius said. There's nothing new under the sun. And yet, like all things in philosophy, the opposite idea must be held true at the same time. The Stoics would agree with Stanford professor Scott Sagan, who once said, "Things that have never happened before happen all the time." Is this a contradiction? No, it's a tension. It's a balance. Like yin and yang, these two opposing ideas actually perfectly complement each other. The Stoics studied both the patterns of human existence and practiced premeditatio malorum, meditating on all the possible and improbable outcomes. Marcus Aurelius said that there was a rhythm to history and that a healthy mind should be prepared for anything. Seneca said that the job of a leader is to study the past and that the only inexcusable thing for a leader to say is, "I didn't think that could happen." People who didn't think it could happen were shocked when Caesar overthrew the Republic, just as they were shocked by the Antonine Plague, just as they were shocked that Marcus Aurelius would turn out to be a good king, despite all the unwritten rules saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely, just as they are shocked by all the unprecedented breakthroughs and disruptions and changes of today's world, and sometimes the shocking goodness and decency of people. Which is why we must keep these two opposing poles in tension. We must study the past, yet not take it as a perfect map of the terrain ahead. We must hang both reminders on our wall that history is the same thing happening again and again, and that things that have never happened before happen all the time. And then once they happen, they can happen again and again. Focus on the present moment. Marcus Aurelius ruled at a particularly turbulent time. Wars erupted on multiple fronts. Terrible plagues ravaged Rome. His rule was certainly one of constant, unrelenting pressure. But he never let it overwhelm him. From the Stoics and from the example of his adopted father, the Emperor Antoninus Pius, Marcus found a coping strategy in always sticking close to the present moment and the duties at hand. When our own stress boils over, we can remember his practices and exercises to stick with what is in front of us, not everything that it might mean. At every moment, keep a sturdy mind on the task at hand as a Roman and as a human being, doing it with strict and simple dignity, affection, freedom, and justice, giving yourself a break from all other considerations. You can do this if you approach each task as if it is your last, giving up every distraction, emotional subversion of reason, and all drama, vanity, and complaint over your fair share. You can see how a mastery over a few things makes it possible to live an abundant and devout life. That's Marcus Aurelius in Meditation. Were you to live 3,000 years or even a countless multiple of that, keep in mind that no one ever loses a life other than the one they are living, and no one ever lives a life other than the one they are losing. The longest and the shortest life then amount to the same, for the present moment lasts for all and is all anyone possesses. No one can possess either the past or the future, for how can someone be deprived of what is not theirs? And that's Marcus Aurelius' Meditations again. And then this is one of my favorite quotes from Marcus. He says, "Don't let your reflection of the whole sweep of life crush you. Don't fill your mind with all the bad things that might still happen. Stay focused on the present situation and ask yourself why it is so unbearable and can't be survived." You know, that's pretty good advice for 2020. The people who are, when is this going to be over? What's going to happen next? I'm scared. What's the news? Those are the people that had trouble making it, right? But those of us who sort of locked in and just, what do we have to do today? That's where we made progress. That's how we endured and survived. I remember I was sitting on the porch with Richard Overton, who died, almost 2 years ago now. And he was at that time one of the oldest men in the world. He was like 112. I remember asking, I said, "Richard, how do you do it? You go day by day?" And he says, "No, man." He says, "Day by night." You know, for him, if he survived the night, that was a successful day. And you know, it was touch and go. It's a great poem that says that. I'm forgetting who it's by. Oh, Dylan Thomas. He says, every night it's touch and go. Look, the future is uncertain. That by definition, the future is unknown. It unfolds before us. And because of all the directions it could go, some of them are inevitably not what we want. And they're scary and intimidated and worrisome. And yeah, Seneca talks about premeditatio malorum, thinking of the evils in advance. I think he means that specifically and generally, but that's about being prepared for what might happen. Once you've done that, saying you got to zoom in and focus on what's in front of you, that's today, right? 2020, as far as what happened in 2020, I mean, there have been decades where fewer things happened, right? Or centuries in some cases, it feels like. But the way you get through that is you wake up and you do what you got to do. I mean, I think kids have helped me with this where it's like, look, all right, got them up, got to do the morning routine. Then I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do what I have to do. Then I come home. And then we're going to play. Then it's dinner, then it's the after dinner chores. And then it's starting the bedtime routine. And then you get them to bed. And then, everything that happens from there, if you survived, is a bonus. And so I think just that routine is helpful for focusing on the present moment. But I think Marcus's point of concentrating on the task before you like a Roman is just, it's beautifully said. And if we could do that today, who knows what was in the news yesterday, what the speculation about what's going to happen next is. Nobody knows. Nobody knows, not even me. As I'm recording this a few, weeks in advance, I know even less. But I'm not worried about it. Marcus Aurelius has another great quote. He goes, "Yeah, you're worried about the future." He's like, "But you'll meet the future with the same weapons that you have now." So let's focus on what's in front of you right now. Let's use those weapons where they're most effective. Let's have the most impact where we can right now. Let's tackle this problem. Let's not work on this problem with our eye towards the next problem and the next problem and the next problem. And then what's going to happen when that next one doesn't work and blah, 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 blah. It's so easy to start spiraling and it doesn't help. Doesn't make you happier. It doesn't make things better. So let's zoom in. And look, do the Stoics sometimes talk about zooming way out and seeing the big picture? Yes. But right now we're talking about zooming in, because zooming in is an effective tool. It's what I want you to be thinking about today. And that's all I'm going to say. So get out there, get after it, but stay focused. Concentrate like a Roman. Keep your mind at the task at hand. Do it with strict and simple dignity, affection, freedom, justice, Give yourself a break from all other considerations. As Marcus says, approach this task as if it is your last, giving up every distraction, emotional subversion of reason. Give up the drama and the vanity and all the complaints. And master these few things, and that will give you a good life. Talk soon. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.